哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣带领我们下午继续纪念安息生日，参加我们的灵会。
Hallelujah. We thank God for His guidance, and this afternoon we'll continue with this weekend's spiritual convocation.
下午要跟大家来学习该隐与亚伯。
This afternoon we're going to study the topic Abel and Cain.
该隐可以说是世上第一个婴孩。
Cain, we can say that he is the first newborn baby of this world.
因为亚当夏娃都没有见过婴孩时期。
Because both Adam and Eve has never been through infancy.
神造他们的日子，他们就是一个成人。
The day when God created them, they were made as an adult.
就是超越我们今天所能想象的。
And this certainly surpassed what we can imagine today.
那么该隐就很容易了解了。
We can relate easily to Cain.
因为该隐就跟我们一样。
Because Cain is just like us.
他是亚当夏娃所生的第一个婴孩。
He's the first baby of Adam and Eve.
那么这个婴孩是在离开乐园之后生的。
And he was born after Adam and Eve left paradise.I'm sorry, the Garden of Eden.
所以他的经历是跟我们一样。
Therefore, his experiences are very similar to ours.
亚伯是第二，就是他的弟弟。
Abel was the second baby, so he is Cain's younger brother.
那这两个人就是世上第一对兄弟。
And these two, both Adam and both Abel and Cain, are the first set of brothers.
圣经特别记载这两个人的事情。
And the Bible has described the events of these two.
要向我们显明神在上古世代他救赎的蓝图。
And the events of these two brothers are to relate to us God's plan for salvation.
也要向我们末世的世人来显明两种信仰，两种归属。
And it also teaches us two different kinds of faith and two different kinds of ending.
这是我们下午要一起来学习的。
And this is what we are going to learn this afternoon.
圣经记载该隐与亚伯。
The Bible tells us about Cain and Abel.
我们看创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
从亚当夏娃离开乐园之后
After Adam and Eve had left the Garden of Eden
第四章开始这里就是他们生了该隐
And the starting of chapter 4 tells us that Eve gave birth to Cain
这开始了人类的一个第一个时代
Here it tells us the first generation of humankind
那么人类这个世代到挪亚的时候就结束。
And this generation of the humankind ends in the days of Noah.
那么这个时代，圣经上说那叫做上古的时代。
And the Bible tells us that this era is known as the ancient era.
这个时代的事情呢，没有人知道。
No one knows what goes on in that era.
因为历史上任何文字或者其他的事迹都没有记载。
Because there has been no record of this era in any of the cultures.
这个世代的事迹是超越我们今天人所能了解的。
And certainly what goes on in this era is beyond our understanding.
那神直接启示给摩西。
However, God inspired Moses.
借着摩西呢，写在这个圣经里头。
Through the hands of Moses, this history was written in the Bible.
这个一个世代，一个上古的世代圣经只有记载到可以说到第六章。
And this history of this ancient era was recorded in the Bible up to chapter 6.
因为第七章以后就是洪水毁灭了。
Because starting in chapter 7 tells us about the flood that destroys the world.
啊，只有六章，很短，讲起来也只有第四章到第六章，四五六。
And actually, out of the six chapters, most of it is written in chapters 4, 5, and 6. It's very short.
用这么简短的一段文章啊，要把一个世代的事情记下来。
Using three short chapters, Moses has written down the events of this whole ancient era.
这实在不容易。
This is indeed a very difficult work.
这个是神非常精炼，而且是句句都是很重要的启示。
And God has put down the important revelations in these three chapters.
啊，我们要从亚伯，该隐与亚伯做一个起点，啊，来学习这个真理。
And we are going to use Cain and Abel as a starting point to learn about this history.
希望我们借着这个学习，明白圣经的宝贵以及呢，啊，救恩的啊奥秘。
I hope that through this study that we go through, you will learn the precious, how precious this Bible is, and how good our faith is.
因为这个上古的世代是第一个世代啊，这也是很重要的神救赎的一个蓝图。
And since this is the first generation, the first era, it tells us the blueprint of God's plan of salvation.
就好像我们要盖房子呢，要先画图一样。
It is likened to building a house. We first need to have a draft of the blueprint.
房子还没有盖，蓝图已经画好，而且是很完整的。
Prior to the construction, you should have a blueprint ready.
将来房子盖好，一定要跟蓝图一样。
And when the house is constructed, it must match the drawings and the blueprint.
一定要按照这个设计图所画的这样。那你检验的时候才会通过。
So that when the inspectors come to inspect the house, the blueprint and the actual structure itself must match.
神救赎世人的计划，在创立世界以前就已经计划好。
God's salvation for humankind was already planned before the creation of the world.
好，那么他从创世的开始来向我们展现他的计划。
And at the very beginning of the creation of the world, he has already showed us his plan.
第一个世代里头让展现给我们看的就是救赎的蓝图。
And the first era shows us the blueprint of his salvation.
那从第二个世代开始，这亚伯拉罕开始。
Starting from the second era, which is the time of Abraham.
挪亚出方舟之后。
After Noah had came out of the ark.
神就从闪的后裔拣选亚伯拉罕。
And God chose Abraham from the tribe of Shem.
拣选亚伯拉罕成为选民的祖先第一个。
And Abraham became the ancestor of the chosen people.
从亚伯拉罕开始就传出以色列民。
And from Abraham rises the tribe of Israel.
到大卫的时候就建立以色列王国。
Right to the time of David, the kingdom of Israel was established.
一直到耶稣基督降生。
Right till the time of the birth of Christ Jesus.
这一段，这个是第二个时代，叫做古时。
This period is known as the second era.
这个时代啊，就是一个救恩的样本。
And here is a sample of salvation.
让我们知道神怎么样来拣选人。怎么样来拯救人。
It tells us how God chooses his people and how God proceeds with salvation.
好像一个样品物一样。
It is like a specimen, a sample.
然后展现之后就开工了。
And after showing or displaying this sample,
耶稣基督降生啊，就来把这个工程建立起来。
The construction work begins and the birth of Jesus starts, commences the construction.
那就是旧约啊。的一个预表。
And the Old Testament becomes a prefiguration.
所以圣经他说旧约律法呢，它是一个模样，一个影像，那么基督就一个实体。
And that is why in the Old Testament the law refers to just an image, while Jesus Christ is the actual itself.
这主耶稣来了，他就在十字架上为我们成全了这个救恩。
And on the cross,Jesus Christ has fulfilled our salvation.
这个救恩的实体就完成了。
And the actual salvation itself was done.
好像房屋已经盖好了。
Likened to the construction of a house that has finished.
啊，那凡事是有预定的，那就可以请他们进来了。
And those who are predestined are welcome to come in.
哎，神所拣选的都有登记嘛。
And God, the chosen ones of God are all registered.
好，那么神的工人就出去，神的仆人就出去说，现在房屋盖好了，可以进来住。
And the servants of God and the messengers of God were God to proclaim that the house has been finished.
啊，有的人愿意进来，有的人不愿意进来。
There will be people who are willing to come in, and there will be people who don't want to come in.
啊，一旦进来了，信而受洗，就在进入这个基督里面，享受神的救赎。
Those who come and believe has entered the house and shall enjoy the peace of God.
不愿意进来的就在外面啊，随自己的意思啊，行事为人。
And those who do not want to come in will live on this earth according to their own will.
因此就成为一个基督里面跟基督外面的两个世界。
And that is why there's a distinction of two worlds within Christ and without Christ.
就是现在的这个状况。
And which is likened to current situation.
啊，这件事情呢，从亚伯该隐亚伯的事上身上可以很清楚地看出来。
And you can see this whole thing from the examples of Cain and Abel.
因为这个是蓝图。
Because they are the blueprint.
现在我们这个是实体。
Now that we are living in the actual world.
实体跟蓝图应该做一个对照。
There should be a comparison between the actual and the blueprint.
好，我们下午就来检验这个工程。
And this afternoon we shall inspect the finished work.
好，我们现在就看这个创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
好，第四章，第三节。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
第三节开始记载这一对兄弟的献祭。
Starting from verse 3 tells us the offerings of Cain and Abel.
也记载这一对兄弟他们信仰的生活。
It also tells us the faith of these two brothers.
因为献祭，人类第一代，人类所生的这个第一代啊，这一对兄弟啊，他们开始过着信仰的生活。
The first generation through procreation starting to lead a life of faith.
所谓信仰的生活就是人跟神的关系的建立。
A life of faith means the establishment of the relationship between man and God.
该隐以什么方式来建立跟神的关系？
How did Cain establish his relationship with God?
亚伯以什么方式建立与神的关系？
And how did Abel establish his relationship with God?
这就所谓的信仰。
This is what we meant by faith.
啊，两个人不同。
Two different ways.
好，我们先来看一下。
Let's take a look.
三节说，有一日，该隐拿地里的出产做供物献给神。
Verse 3 says, in the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground.
好，这是该隐的方式。
This is Cain's method of offering.
他是种地的人。
He is a tiller of the soil.
所以他将自己所生产的这个供物啊，来献给神。
So he offered his produce to the Lord.
哎，首先我们要了解。
First, we must understand.
为什么会有献祭
？Why is there a need for offering?
我们看亚当夏娃在乐园里面没有献祭的事情。
We see that when Adam and Eve were living in the Garden of Eden, that there's no such thing as offering then.
好，而献祭是从这里开始。
And offering actually starts right here.
出了乐园呢，就有献祭。
After leaving the Garden of Eden, there is an offering.
因为已经人跟神是因罪的关系切断了。
Because the relationship between God and man has been severed due to sin.
那现在神跟人，人跟神要怎么样接触
？So now, how do we connect God to man and man to God?
这个是神设立的，借着献祭。来接触。
It is through the establishment of an offering.
所以从该隐以后人跟神之间呢，人跟神要接触，一定要通过献祭。
So starting from Cain, if you want to establish a relationship with God, you must do it through an offering.
那并且这个献祭这个一个通一个道路通路一定是这个是神所开的。
And offering has become a channel or a path opened up by God.
那神是特别为我们人开这一条通路。
And this channel or this path was opened up just for us.
只有借着这样的一个通道神人才能 交通。
Only through this channel or this path can humans and God communicate.
啊，不然的话，人跟神就切断。
Otherwise, humans are, and God are, the relationship is severed.
所以甘愿就开始献祭。
So Cain offered to God.
哦，那以后亚伯也是一样开始献祭。
And similarly, Abel also offered to God.
好。那么甘云他是拿地里的出产做供物啊，来献给神。
And Cain brought to the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground.
那我们看亚伯呢
？Let's take a look at Abel.
亚伯也是将羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。
Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat portions.
亚伯的方式是不一样。
Abel has used a different method.
他献的是羊群中头生的。
He offered the firstlings of his flock.
不是只有像羊，还要像在羊群里面那一个头生的那一只才可以。
It's not just the newborns of his cattle, but the first newborn of his cattle.
那献的时候呢，要将羊的脂油一起献上。
And when he offered, he also offered the fat portions of the lamb.
这个方法是谁规定
？Who came up with this kind of offering？
为什么一定要这样献？
Why must he offer like this, in this manner?
我们从以后的这个律法，摩西的律法，神指示摩西，我们知道这个是神规定的。
And if you were to read the laws of Moses, you would know that this is a requirement of God.
所以亚伯啊，他就按照神所规定的这个方式来献祭。
So Abel offered to the Lord according to God's requirements.
因此这条路是通的。
So this road has opened up for him.
那么甘云他是按照自己认为好的这个方式来献祭。
On the other hand, Cain offered to the Lord what he thought was the best.
因为他虽然他也知道神的方法。
Although Cain knew the method of God or the requirements of God.
因为这个都是他父亲啊亚当传给他们的。
These would be the words passed down from their father Adam.
第一个接受是献祭的方法就是甘愿。
The first person to know the correct method of offering would be Cain.
但是他，经过他自己这样思想。
But after processing some thoughts in his mind.
作为一个比较。
And making a comparison.
他认为自己的方式呢，比较方便。
He thought that his method would be the most convenient.
因为他是种地的。
Because he's a tiller of the ground.
如果要献羊的话，我还要去买，甚至或者说去借，或者是要向人家要。
If he were to offer a lamb, he would have to buy it or exchange it or barter for it.
所以他就这个麻烦。
So he felt that this is rather troublesome.
同样献祭啊，应该方便就好。
And it is only an offering. Convenience should be.Important, or
今天我们一定可以同意这样的想法。
Convenience should be an important factor, and we would certainly agree.
今天我们看人的所追求的就是这条道路。
If you just look around, everyone is seeking for convenience.
事情没有绝对的。
There is no such thing as absolute.
只要你喜欢而且方便就可以。
As long as you like it and it's convenient.
这应该是最科学的想法。
This would be the most scientific way of thinking.
所以甘愿这个想法很，我们今天来讲啊，我们最容易接受。
And today we might accept Cain's way of thought.
但是亚伯啊，这个就麻烦了。
But Abel's offering is a bit troublesome.
他不能自己想什么。
He can't think for himself.
他只能按照神的方式去进行。
He made an offering, using the requirements of the Lord.
所以他不需要自己去想些什么。
So he does not need to do much thinking.
只要凭着他对神的话的相信。
As long as he believed in the word of God.
凭着信心去做就行了。
And with his faith, he do it.
但是甘愿啊，他就要动脑筋了。
But Cain on the other hand likes to think.
他很用心去想了，想出了这么好的办法来。
And he thought and thought and came up with such a wonderful idea.
结果怎么样？
And what was the result?
好，我们看这个，第四节啊。
Let's read verse 4.
说神看中了亚伯和他的供物。
The Lord had regard for Abel and his offering.
第五节说，只是看不中甘愿和他的供物。
Verse 5 says, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard.
这个出乎人意料之外的。
This seems to be out of our expectation.
也让该隐感到很生气，这个太不合理了。
And Cain felt very angry because he thought this was unreasonable.
因为太不合理，他才会生气啊。
Because he felt that this is unreasonable, that is why he was very angry.
你看看今天我们人，我们怎么会生气
？And today, why do we get angry?
无理啊！你这样对待我无理啊，不讲理啊。
Because it's unreasonable, we felt that we've been treated unreasonably.
啊，如果说很合理，你生什么气？你没有 不可以生气啊。
If everything is reasonable, there is no reason for us to get angry.
但是对该隐来讲啊，太不合理。
But for Cain, he couldn't accept this.
我比亚伯更用心。
That I have used, I have put more effort into my offering.
我想出这么好的一个办法。
I have come up with such a wonderful method.
既然不被看中。
And yet you have no regard for me.
那这个亚伯根本没有动脑筋。
And Abel hasn't put much thought into his offering.
就是这样先，你就看中了。
And he just offered his animal, and you accepted it.
说该隐呢，大大的发怒。我们看这个下面的。
So the Bible tells us that Cain was very angry.
该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
也可以呈现出今天呢，世人就这样子。
And certainly shows us that today we are like this.
当人家。对我们无理的话
，When people treat us unfairly，
我们是很容易发怒变脸色。
We get angry easily and our countenance fell。
我也要跟他争到底。
We will argue to the very end。
因为这不关乎人的事情，关乎人跟神之间的关系。
This is a relationship between God and man。
该隐向谁发怒
？Cain was angry with God。
当然是向神啊。
And he was very angry with God。
所以神就来找他。
So God approached him.
神没有生气。
God was not angry.
看第六节。
Verse 6.
神对该隐说啊，你为什么发怒呢？
The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry?
劝他，他说你为什么发怒呢？
And so the Lord asked him, why are you angry?
那你为什么变了脸色呢？
And why has your countenance fell?
这么严重。
Why is it so serious?
你要想一想啊。
Think about it.
为什么该隐不想一想？
Why didn't Cain think about it?
因为他认为这个就是他认为最好，这个就是对最好的。
Because he believed that what he has done is the best.
还有什么好想的
？There's nothing else to think.
反正不合我这个意思，就是错的。
Anything that it does not go according to my will is wrong.
所以他就大大发怒。
So he was very angry.
但是神来提醒他说：“你不要这样发怒啊，你要想一想。”
God reminded him, "Do not get angry. Think about what you have done."
所以第七节说。
Verse 7 says,
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
If you do well, will you not be accepted?
没有这种道理，神不会这样不讲理。
God is not an unreasonable.
你行得好，那怎么我会不悦纳呢？
If you have done well, God will accept you.
但是该隐他认为，我这个就是最好的啊。
On the other hand, Cain felt that what he has offered is the best.
那这个跟神所认为好的差异太大了。
What he thought is the best is far different from what God thinks is the best.
他不会去想说神什么是神认为好的。
Cain never thought that what God thinks is best is the best.
他是想我认为什么是好的。
He only thought about himself and what he think is the best.
就是这两个出发点不一样。
And that is where the two differs.
就成为今天的两种信仰。
And that's how two different types of faith comes up.
今天世人有一种信仰是我认为最好的。
And today the world thinks that if I think what is the best, it is the best.
那是不是神认为好的呢？
But if this the best for God,
那就不一定。
That may not be so.
他也不在乎。
But it doesn't care.
因为他认为说，因为他很聪明啊，我聪明，我认为这个是最好的，一定就是最好的，神一定会喜欢的。
Because he thinks he's wise, so he thinks that God will like what he thinks is the best.
我从圣经里面看，我认为这样是这样信，我就可以得救。那一定是可以得救。
And when I read the Bible, I believe that if I keep my faith this way, I will be saved.
那就不去想说，那到底神是不是认为可以得救
？On the other hand, you never bother to think whether God thinks this is the correct way.
所以这种信仰叫做以人为本。
So this kind of faith is based on man's will.
以人为本，你不能认为他说他很随便，他比我们更用心。他比我们更认真。
You cannot say that he is being very casual with his faith. On the other hand, he's very serious.
那他认为我做的是最好的，像法利赛人呢、啊，法利赛人认为说他这个就是最好的。
Because he thinks that what he has done is the best, likened to the Pharisees.
其他的人都不行，就是最虔诚的，而且是守律法走的最完全的，什么样都是最好的。
And all the others couldn't be compared to them because they have kept the law, to its very core.
他们万万想不到说，耶稣基督来的时候，你一连说你们这一些假冒伪善的文士法利赛有祸了，有祸了，一连讲七个祸。
They never thought about when Jesus came and he said to them, Woe to you Pharisees, woe to you Pharisees. And Jesus said it seven times.
哦，这个应该会敲醒我们人的脑袋。
That should be a wake-up call.
信仰的事情呢，绝对不能凭人的意思。
The question of faith that's not based on your will.
绝对不能用人的聪明。
You cannot use your own wits.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里面。
So in Christ.
多凭信心，少凭脑袋。
We abide in Christ today, and we should use our faith more than our brains.
不会错。
This is the right way to go.
少用心机，多凭信心。
Use less of your schemes and more of your faith.
不会错。
You'll never go wrong.
神会悦纳。
God will accept you.
不要像该人。
Do not be like Cain.
我们看一下希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
神为什么不悦纳该隐和他的祭物，他却悦纳喜欢亚伯和他的祭物？
Why has God no regard for Cain and his offering, but rather God was pleased with Abel and his offering?
希伯来书的作者呢，就写得很清楚。
The writer of Hebrews has explained this clear to us.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节说亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美。
Verse 4 says, By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain.
因此便得了称义的见证。
Through which he received approval as righteous.
就是神指着他的供物所做的见证。
God bearing witness by accepting his gifts.
亚伯献祭啊，是因着信而献祭。
Abel offered his offering based on his faith.
很单纯，就是一个字。
Very simple and innocent.
相信什么？
What did he believe in?
相信神的话。
He believed in the word of God.
神怎么说？
What did God say?
我怎么做？
What I do?
不需要动脑筋。
You don't need to use your brain.
很单纯。
Very simple.
结果他献的更美。
So he has offered a more acceptable sacrifice.
蒙神悦纳。
And God was pleased.
但是该隐动脑筋。
But Cain, using his own wits,
他把信心拿掉。
He has removed his faith.
那这样人不是就变成一个傻傻的人吗？
So wouldn't this person be a fool?
圣经这样说，你没有见过大脑，你就这样做。
The Bible says, if you don't think and do,
这样人算什么？
Then what kind of a person are you?
感觉到这样人就变成什么？所以他就觉得这样不对。
So Cain felt that this is wrong.
太单纯了。
Too simple.
脑筋那么简单。
Very simple-minded.
可以变通一下嘛。
You should have some change.
所以人就会开始想，想出自己的办法来。
And so humans start to think of a better method.
我想起来有一个我们杨玉燕长老他们有一次去参加这个教会的一个领导者的聚会。
I remember an incident where Elder John Yang went to attend a meeting for the leaders of a church.
各教派啊，都是介绍自己的信仰。
And other Christian denominations, the leaders would introduce their faith.
当我们教会介绍我们的信仰之后
，When our church, when it's our turn to introduce our faith.
他们怎么说
？What did the other people say about us？
他们的领导者就说：“哇，真的是教会的信仰。”
The other leader said, "The faith of True Jesus Church."
很单纯，像小孩子一样。
They're very simple, like unto a child.
圣经怎么说，他们就怎么相信。
Whatever the Bible says, they believe.
就这么做，也不会动动脑筋。
They just follow the Bible. They don't even use their brains.
说信。奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫罪得到赦免。
And the Bible says that in the name of Lord Jesus, if you receive baptism, your sins will be remissed.
好，那这样的相信说洗礼赦罪了。
And they believe that this kind of baptism will remiss your sins.
哎呀，这么单纯啊。
How simple.
这个应该通过神学去想一想啊，神学就是研究这个，神的话。
Such simple faith, but you should really research this and think about it in a theological method way.
但是我们不会啊，我们不会想这些东西。
But we never thought so much.
因为圣经说你会改奉耶稣的地方受洗，叫你的罪得赦，洗礼可以赦罪，我们就这样相信咯。
Because the Bible tells us that if you repent and you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, your sin will be remissed.
那我们就这样做啊。
And we follow the Bible exactly.
那个神就这样显明出来啊。
And God revealed to us.
用意象，用神迹显明说你这个洗礼赦罪啊。
Through visions, and God revealed to us that our baptism is effective.
当然很多那些聪明的神学家他就不相信这个道理。
But a lot of wise or intelligent theologians do not believe this.
再怎么讲，洗礼还是个形式，一个仪式而已。
So they came up with many various methods.
像很普遍的，你到这个天主教堂就有告解式，告解。
For example, you have heard of confession with the Catholic faith.
还要奉献什么？
Some other kinds of offerings.
要借着做什么样的一些事情来得到神的赦免。
And you must do something to ask for the forgiveness of the Lord.
你到我们真的是就看不到这些都看不到。
When we come to Jesus Church, you don't see any of this.
这是差别在哪里？
So what is the difference?
的确，我们是像小孩子一样很单纯，没有错。
It is true that we are likened to a child.Very simple-minded.
因为我们不敢通过人的这个脑袋啊，去更改神的教训。
This is because we dare not change the teachings of the Lord based on our own wits.
像亚伯一样，只单凭信心来做这一件事情，这个信仰的事情，得救的事情。
Likened to faith, we do. Likened to Abel, we do. What is taught by God with our faith.
所以第一个因信称义的人就是亚伯。
And that is why the first.Person to be claimed righteous should be able.
今天我们也是一样，因信称义，没有什么差别。
Just like us, today we are also claimed righteous because of our faith.
圣经当时神要亚伯他们怎么献祭，今天呢，神告诉我们要怎么样相信耶稣基督，一样的，就是这样子。
And in the ancient days, God told Abel or God instructed Abel how to make an offering. And today, the Lord also tells us how we should come to believe in Christ.
所以这两种不同的。这一对兄弟就代表着今天呢两种不同的信仰。
And so these two brothers represent two different kinds of faith.
相信神的信仰只有一种，只有一个，不会有两个。
There is only one type of faith where you believe in the Lord.
以人的脑袋想出来的，那就千变万化了。
And if you were to think about faith with your own wits, then there will be many different varieties.
所以你现在看到今天这个。信仰的方式太多了。
You see that today there are many different denominations just in Christianity.
那是属于该隐的。
They all belong to Cain.
好，我们看回来这个创世纪。
Let's turn back to Genesis.
那这个该隐的系统啊。
And this, Cain.
因为他发怒了，神告诉他。
Because he was angry, and God said to him,
神提醒他就是说要他改变，你要思想一下错在哪里，改变过来就好了。
God reminded him to think where he has gone wrong, so that he has a chance to correct himself.
那如果不改变的话，那就会被那罪就要来控制他了。
And if Cain does not change, then sin will control him.
你看，这个神已经跟他讲清楚了，你现在要思想，你要改变，你行得好就好了。
And God has told him very clearly, if you do well, will you not be accepted? You must correct yourself.
如果你 不改变，还要照样这样行啊，那么罪就伏在你的门口，罪就要控制你。
And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door and its desires for you.
该隐有没有听神的话？
Did Cain heed the word of God?
他不听。
No.
看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
所以有一天呢，这个该隐跟亚伯啊，两个人在田里在说话。
And One day, Cain and his brother Abel were conversing in the field.
哦，该隐可能在田里工作。
Perhaps Cain was working in
his field. 该隐他牧羊也是在田间嘛。
And Abel was also shepherding.
哦，那该隐就找机会去跟他说话。
So Cain went up to Abel.
其实他是有计谋的。
In fact, he has an evil scheme.
哎，那么好，他怎么会去找他说话？
Because he would never go look for his brother to converse with him.
假意说要跟他亲密啊。
So he came and purposely said to him that I want to get close to you.
就借机会把他打死。
And he seized the opportunity and killed Abel.
亚伯被杀掉。
So Abel was murdered by his brother.
还把他埋起来了。
And Cain buried him.
他认为没有人知道。
He thought that no one knew.
但是神看见了。
But God witnessed this.
所以神来找他。
And God said to him.
该隐啊，你兄弟在哪里？
Cain, where is your brother?
说我岂有看顾我兄弟的吗
？He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
意思说我不知道。
In other words, he meant, "I don't know."
啊，神就对他说：“说该隐啊，你到这个时候你还这样讲
？”And God said to him, "How can you say this at a time like these?"
你的心怎么这么硬啊
？Why is your heart so hardened?
你看神都没有办法对付他，没有办法。
And even God can't handle him.
所以最后只有说了：“哎呀。”你兄弟的血已经从地里面向我控告了。
And so finally, God said, "The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground."
那神一定要办啊，这个事情怎么办
？So God must be fair.
已经提出告诉了。
Because Abel has already accused.
所以神第一次啊，要做审判官了，没办法了。
So this is the first time that God must act as a judge.
所以就做判断了。
So God made his judgment.
哎呀。这个流血的罪，这个是杀人罪。你看第一件，第一宗啊，第一宗。
You have shed the blood of your brother. This is the first murder.
所以神就按照他的公义啊来审判该隐。
So based on his righteousness, God judged Cain.
看十一节啊。
That's read verse 11.
说这个你弟开口借你兄弟的血啊，现在你必因这个地受咒诅。
God says, "And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand."
所以你种地啊，地不给你效力。
So when you till the ground, it no longer yields to you.
你必漂流啊，流离啊，飘荡啊，在地上。
You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth.
该隐不服啊。
Cain was not satisfied.
你看神这个判断审判呢、啊，他说不公义，这不服太重了。
He said, "God is not being fair to him, and God's." Punishment is too much for him.
我的刑罚太重了。
He says, my punishment is greater than I can bear.
哇，你看该隐这样的性情啊！今天我们可以看到这样的人。
And looking at the reaction of Cain, I'm sure you can relate a few persons to him.
其实到死他都不服嘞，他都认为他没有错。
And even to the point of death, he will not submit himself.
很硬，很硬。
His heart is hardened.
那是谁的？这种是真的，这个是该隐的吧
is this the heart of Cain?
所以你今天谁是属于该隐的，谁是属于亚伯的？你要直接看这个圣经，你就可以对照出来。
Just by reading the Bible, you'll be able to differentiate people who belongs to Cain and who belongs to Abel.
啊，后来神就把他赶离开了。
So God cast him out.
做你又不能再见我的面。
And said to Cain that you shall not see my face.
啊，该隐就离开神去了。
And Cain left God.
看到十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
说于是该隐离开神的面，去住在伊甸的东边了。
Then Cain went away from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the east of Eden.
该隐开始过他自己离开神的生活了。
And Cain started to lead his own life away from God.
这个就是没有神的生活了。
This is a life without God.
我们以前就是这样的。
This is how we used to be.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章从十一节看
Starting from verse 11
以弗所书第二章十一节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 11
说所以你们应当纪念、啊、你们从前按肉体是外邦人 是称为没有受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的租约上是局外人，并且活在这个世上没有指望，没有神。
Verse 12 13 Verse 13,
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。甘云离开神之后，
After Cain has left God,
他所过的人生是什么？
What kind of life did he lead?
就是现在这个世界的状态。
It is, what is going on in the world right now?
我们看一下，看回来这个创世纪第四章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 4.
第一个，他又盖发展这个城市，盖造一座城。
First, he built a city.
这十七节说，盖云呢，那离开神之后，他就与妻子同房，就生了第一个孩子。
Verse 17 says that Cain knew his wife and she conceived and bore a son.
那就起名叫以诺。
And he was named Enoch.
甘云就建造一座城来纪念这个他的这个大儿子。
And he built a city and named the city after his son.
那一座城叫做以诺城。
And the city is the city of Enoch.
今天你的世界多到多少大城啊？
Look at the world today. How many big cities do we have?
那叫做以诺城。
These are all the cities of Enoch.
甘云建造的。
And built by Cain.
都是甘云的后裔建造的。
They are all descendants, all built by the descendants of Cain.
所以甘云的后裔啊，就是发展这个一个。
So the descendants of Cain started development.
那以后继续他的子孙呢，出很多名人，世界名人。
And many of his descendants are famous.
我们看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
传到这个拉麦呀，拉麦就娶了两个太太。
And Lamech took two wives.
哇。这个也是这开头开端呢。
This is also a first.
娶两个太太。
The first man to take two wives.
这是甘云的后裔。
And this he is a descendant of Cain.
那这个二十节这里说。
Verse 20.
这个亚巴。
Jabal.
亚巴就是住帐篷畜牧之人的祖师。
Jabal is father of those who dwell in tents and have cattle.
他发展这个畜牧业。
And he developed agriculture.
那亚巴的儿子呢，叫做尤巴。
And his brother's son, his brother's name was Jubal.
他的兄弟叫尤巴。
So Jabal's brother was called Jubal.
他是音乐的这个祖师。
He's the father of music.
吹箫的，弹琴吹箫的。
The father of all those who play the lyre and pipe.
在这个二十二节记载
，Verse 22，
这个喜拉生呢就土巴甘云。
Zillah bore Tubal Cain.
他是一个工业的，他这个是工业的祖师，他打造各样铜铁利器的。
He is the father of all industries. He's a forger of all instruments of bronze and iron.
那今天来讲，可能是武器专家。
And today we would call him a weapons expert.
所以你看到这个世界，这些农业、畜牧业、工业啦、音乐啦，这些的都是从甘云这样发展出来的。
So if we look around, the agriculture industry, the mining industry, and music, they all started from descendants of Cain.
那比较可怕的是，我看二十三节。
What's more frightening was verse 23.
这个拉麦啊，不但娶两个太太啊。
So Lamech not only had two wives,
他还是一个暴力的一个祖先。
He is also a man of violence.
他作诗唱歌。
He would make songs.
听了叫人的两个太太听他的声音呢。
And he said to his two wives,
他细细听他的话。
Says to hear my voice.
说壮年人呢，伤我把他杀了。
Says I have slain a man for wounding me.
少年人神我把他害了。
A young man for striking me.
若杀甘云呢，遭报七倍啊！他杀拉麦要遭报七十个七倍啊！
So if Cain is avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 77-fold.
七十个七倍啊，这个没完没了了。
77-fold, which means forever.
你看呢？911事件发生了。
Take a look of the September 11th incident.
现在啊，没完没了了。
It is a never-ending incident.
甘云的世界 很恐怖的。
The world of Cain is terrifying.
这是我们要看清楚的。
This is something that we should come to realize.
今天如果离开神，就是进入这种世界里头去啊，这个世界真是会毁灭。
If you depart from God, you will be entering the world of Cain, and this world will come to an end.
所以才有挪亚的洪水啊。
And that is why, God sent the flood of Noah.
但是现今这个时代啊，不是洪水了。
But the world today will not experience a flood.
在911我看到那个实况啊，真是恐怖。
I saw the live broadcast of September 11th event.
几分钟里面两栋那么世界最高塔的大楼没有了，烧掉都没有融化，没有了。
In a matter of minutes, the two tallest buildings in the world crumbled.
活生生就没有了。
It just crumbled and fell.
恐怖了。
It's too terrifying.
这还是一个非常简单的事情。
This is only a very simple thing.
神说啊，到审判的日子，那都要审判这些不敬虔的人的时候呢，就用烈火把这个有形质的这个天地啊，全部都融化掉。
And God said that when the day of judgment comes, the judgment on the unbelievers will be harsh, and God will send fire to burn up the world.
并且要用永远的火啊，来刑罚这些啊，不敬虔的人。
And he will use an everlasting fire to punish those who are not reverent to him.
就是离开神属于该隐的这些人。
They will be referring to people who have left God and are living in the world of Cain.
那现在我们看看这个亚伯的后代到底是怎么回事。
Now let us take a look at the descendants of Abel.
好，我们看一下哈，25节。
Verse 25.
这个亚当呢，又跟妻子同房啊，生了一个儿叫赛特。
So Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son and called him Seth.
他意思说，神另外给我立一个儿子代替亚伯了。
What the name of Seth meant, God has appointed for me another child instead of Abel.
那这个儿子叫赛特。
And the name of this child is Seth.
然后赛特就生了一个儿子叫伊诺斯。
And Seth gave birth to a son named Enosh.
那个时候人才求告主的名。
At that time, man began to call upon the name of the Lord.
这三个人我们要知道，这三个人这个是救恩的一个很重要的预表。
We must know these three persons well because they prefigure salvation.
亚伯被杀了。
Abel was murdered.
他是因着信，因义，因神的义被杀的。
He was killed because of the righteousness of God.
预表的耶稣基督啊，肉身的耶稣基督。
He prefigures the physical body of Jesus Christ.
他是为了成就神的义，被钉死在十字架。
To fulfill the righteousness of God, he was crucified.
可是神叫他复活了。
But God raised him.
神又给亚当生一个儿子，叫赛特来代替了。
And God gave Adam another son, Seth, to replace Abel.
说这个代替了预表了复活的基督了。
And Seth refers to the resurrected Christ.
复活的基督就生了孩子。
And the resurrected Christ gave birth to children.
就是今天的我们。
Which would be us today.
我们是圣灵所生的儿子。
We are conceived of the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵生的。
We are born of the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵生的就会求告主的名。
And because we are born of the Holy Spirit, we will call upon the name of the Lord.
所以主耶稣还在世上的时候，门徒不会祷告。
So while Jesus, during the ministry of Jesus, his disciples didn't know how to pray.
但是主耶稣说，到那一天呢，你们就会奉我的名求了。
But Jesus said that on that day you will call upon my name.
那天父就会给你们成全了。
And the Heavenly Father will grant your wish.
真的是这样哈。
This is indeed true.
主耶稣复活升天以后，圣灵下来以后，他们就会懂得奉耶稣的名祷告，就这样。
And when the Lord Jesus descended, when the Lord Jesus ascended, the Holy Spirit descended, and the disciples knew how to pray.
神就按照这样的计划来成全。
And this is the mystery of salvation.
所以亚伯这个系统啊，是求告神明的。
And so, the descendants of Abel are the ones who call upon the name of the Lord.
为什么今天我们真的是叫不随便去取一个什么名字比较人家听起来比较舒服的呢？为什么一定要叫真的是叫这样的人看每个人看的都不高兴呢？
And that is why the name of our church is not any others but Trinity's Church.
难道这个道理我们没有感觉吗？
Is it because we have no feelings for others?
我们有感觉的。
Of course we do.
有时候我们讲说真的是教会，有时候都感觉到好像有一点不好意思。
And sometimes when we say the name of our church, we feel embarrassed.
不是我们敢说，好像我们一讲出来，好像会伤到他对方。
It's not because we are ashamed of the name of our church, but rather we are afraid to hurt the feelings of others.
就变成我们有所顾虑。
So it seems that we have to think about others.
但是呢，我们凭信心讲。
But based on, but with our faith, we dare to proclaim the name of our church.
好，那在适当的时候讲。
And an appropriate time.
当然，我们也是要向软弱的人做软弱的人。
And when we are with the weak, we become like the weak.
但是呢，我们的教会，我们是没有什么挂虑的。
But we shouldn't have any worries for the church.
我们一定要高举耶稣基督的名。
We should exalt the name of the Lord.
那当我们要向人家介绍我们教会的时候。
When we want to introduce our church to others,
我们就要像什么样的人做什么样的人。
So we should be likened to that person.
我们希望不要一下子伤到他。
We shouldn't hurt the person right at the very beginning.
我们需要先让他认识这个真理。
We should let them understand the truth first.
然后他就可以接受这样的一个名称。
And then they may be able to accept the name of our church.
他就会奉主的名来求告主的名。
They will learn to call upon the name of the Lord.
很明显的。
This is true.
真的是教会，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，高举这个事情。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus and we exalt the name of the Lord.
但一般的就不是，我跟神很亲密，神啊，主啊，耶稣啊，什么什么，讲一道的完了就奉主名求的。
And、
补上一下，补一下，后面补一下，奉主名求的。
We're different from other denominations. Other denominations will pray to the Lord, and at the end of the prayer, they will say, "This is done," or "This is prayed in the name of the Lord Jesus."
为什么有这个差别
？Why is there a difference?
就是这两个不同路线。
It is because of these two different paths.
我们认为这样很好。
We feel that our method is good.
但是我们不是。求告主的名。
However, we are not calling upon the name of the Lord.
我们就靠了这个名才能进到神的面前，才能向神讲什么话。
We have to call upon the name of the Lord to come before God and to speak to him.
这个就是亚伯的信仰。
And this is the faith of Abel.
好，那么第五章就详细记载亚伯的这个系统。
And verse 5 gives us the genealogy of Abel.
从亚当再来赛特。
From Adam to Seth.
好，看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
五章第三节。
Chapter 5, verse 3.
亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式跟自己相似，给他起名叫赛特。
So when Adam had lived 130 years, he became the father of a son in his own likeness after his image, named him Seth.
好，那这句话要记住，为什么圣经特别要写这样？
We must remember this verse because why would the Bible write it this way?
形象样式和自己相似。
And a son in his own likeness after his image.
亚当是按照神的形象造的。
Adam was created in the image of God.
所以这个赛特呢，有神的形象。
Therefore, Seth also has the image of God.
还有一点像，不是完全，但是有点像。
In his own likeness, not exactly like him.
他是因信心的这个系统的。
He is under the faith.
那以后啊。亚当就在生了赛特以后，就再活在世上，八百年。
And Adam lived another 800 years after he had Seth.
没有什么大事业，就是生儿养女，就这样。
He didn't do much. He had other sons and daughters.
930岁就死了。
And he died at the age of 930 years.
这个魔术就接着每一代就这样。
And next, it describes the future generations in similar ways.
看不到丰功伟业。
You cannot see any great things they have done.
看不到任何什么大作为。
You don't see any major things they did.
但是少不了的生儿养女。
But it would always mention that they have sons and daughters.
这个就是今天呢，我们的大事业。
This is our ambition today.
生儿养女。
To have sons and daughters.
那么这生儿养女这些是谁？这是谁？
And who are these people who are having sons and daughters? They are the children of God.
是最重要的。
This is important.
就这样代代这样传下来。
So each generation is likewise.
到了二十一节。
Till verse 21.
这个以诺。
Enoch.
该隐的大儿子叫以诺。
The first son of Cain was Enoch.
那现在啊，这个亚烈啊，到这一代啊，他生了又。一个儿叫以诺。
And up to the generation of Jared, he has also a son named Enoch.
那这个以诺呢，活到65岁，生了马杜撒拉。
And Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah.
他开始与神同行。
He walked with God.
300年之后啊，神就把他取去了。
After 300 years, God took him away.
从亚伯传下来的系统到这个第七代啊，对这个以诺的时候，哇，他与神同行。
And for 7 generations of Abel, up to Enoch, they have been walking with the Lord.
啊，结果呢，神把他取去了。
And Enoch was took away by God.
没有经过死。
He has not experienced death.
哦，现在我们看一下这个希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 11.
说这个亚伯，再来接下来就是以诺。
And talked about Enoch after Abel.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
第五节。
Verse 5.
这十一章第四节的讲亚伯，在第五节就讲以诺。
In verse 4, it mentions about Abel, and in verse 5, it mentions Enoch.
这个信心相传。
And faith is passed down through generations.
到了以诺，这个也是第七代了。以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死。
And Enoch is the seventh generation. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death.
人也找不着他了。
And he was not found.
因为神已经把他接去了。
Because God had taken him.
只是他被接去以先呢，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
Now before he was taken, he was attested as having pleased God.
神为什么喜悦他？
Why was God pleased with him?
第六节就说明了。
Verse 6 tells us.
说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦啊。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
因为你到神面前来啊，必须信有神，且相信神赏赐那些寻求他的人。
For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
所以你看，代代生儿养女，生儿养女，生儿养女，都信心的相传呢、啊。
So you see that every generation they'll be having sons and daughters passing down their faith.
那到以诺这个时代，哇，达到最高峰。
And to the generation of Enoch, their faith has reached its pinnacle.
所以他不经过死，他免死就是接去了。
He didn't need to experience death. He was taken up by God.
因为神太喜欢他了。
Because God was very pleased with him.
同时，神也启示他。
And God also revealed to him.
当你这个儿子马杜撒拉死的时候呢？神就要审判了，因为这个人呢，变坏。
Because when your son Methuselah dies, God's judgment will come down.
果然在马杜撒拉969岁死的那一年，就是洪水那一年。
And indeed it is true, because the year Methuselah died at the age of 969, it is the year of the flood.
所以上古的世代记载这个信心相传带来，就第七节讲挪亚，挪亚也是与神同行，
So in the ancient era, faith was passed down to each generation up till Noah.
所以神吩咐他造方舟。
And verse 7 says that God instructed Noah to build an ark.
他因着信蒙神指示要造方舟。
And by faith, he heeded the words of God and constructed an ark.
他动敬畏的心了，他就按照神所指示的去做。
And with a reverent heart, he followed the word of God.
不但是全家得救呢，也定那个不信的世代的人的罪。
He not only saved his household, he also condemned the world.
那自己承受从神从因信而得来的义。
And he became an heir of righteousness, which comes from his faith.
这应该就是今天的末世真教会的一个预表。
And this is a prefiguration of the true church at the end times.
所以我们要守住从亚伯。以诺到挪亚，这个一信，这个一脉相传的这个信心呢，不能改变。
So we should keep this faith that was passed down from Abel to Enoch to Noah.
这个就是我们从该隐与亚伯，可以了解。
So this is something we can learn from Cain and Abel.
我们就可以很清楚看出今天两种不同的信仰。
We can see that we can clearly see that there are two distinct faith in this world.
那最后我们看一节圣经。
Finally, let us read verse.
约翰一书
First John
第三章
Chapter 3
约翰一书第三章
First John Chapter 3
两种归属
Two different results
第九节
Verse 9
做凡从神生的就不犯罪因为神的道存在他心里他也不能犯罪因为他是由神生的第十节
Verse 10
从此就显出谁是神的儿女谁是魔鬼的儿女凡不行义的就不属神不爱弟兄的也是如此这里 讲到两种不两种儿女。
Here it talks about two kinds of children.
我们从神生的是神的儿女。
We are born of God and we are God's children.
我们不犯罪。
We cannot commit sin.
因为我们相信神的道。
Because we believe in the word of God.
神的道在我们心里。
The truth of God is in us.
所以我们不犯罪。
So we cannot commit sin.
那些啊，不相信神的。
For those who do not believe in God,
不遵守神的道,
who do not keep His commandments,
那就是犯罪,
they have sinned.
这样就会显明出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
From this, we can see that who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil.
那些不行义的啊，就不属神的了。
Those who does not do right is not of God.
那就属该隐的系统，那是属魔鬼的。
They will belong to Cain. They will belong to the devil.
啊，如果今天有人不爱弟兄，也是如此。
And he who does not love his brother is also likewise.
这个是婚界线哦。
This is a clear boundary.
你要归在哪一边呢？
Which side are you on?
到主耶稣来的时候，绝对跑不了了。你是右边还是左边的？你跑不了。
On the day of the judgment, you cannot flee from God's judgment. You have to pick a side.
不要以为现在我没有什么事啊。
Don't think that you are fine now.
哎，但是呢，到那一天就会有事。
Because on that day.Things will happen.
一旦被放在左边了，那就没有救了。
Once you're placed on the left side, there is no hope for you.
所以下面劝我们呢。
So that is why following this tells us, verse 11.
我们应当彼此相爱。
We should love one another.
这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning.
不可以像该隐。
Do not be like Cain.
他是属那恶者的。
Who was of the evil one?
杀了他的兄弟。
And murdered his brother.
为什么杀他呢？
Why did he murder him?
因为自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Because his own deeds were evil, his brother's righteous.
这个是特别提醒的话。
This is a special reminder.
让我们来思想。
To let us ponder.
我们应该自己有一个选择。
We were given a choice.
应该归属于在哪一边？
Which side would you choose?